Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm a sugar addict. As a young child, I would load up the cereal bowl with milk and sugar. When I was done eating the cereal, I would drink the remaining sugar sludge in the bottom of the bowl. It is amazing that I am even still alive. As a teenager, when I returned home after school, I would bake a cake for our dinners. And yes, I did make checkerboard cakes like this one. But I also thought that the icing should be crunchy from so much sugar. On a beautiful September evening, while we were walking around our neighborhood, Ginny twisted her ankle on Ginny Drive. She was to leave in just an hour for her microbiology class. When she realized that she would not be able to attend the class that evening, she asked me to attend with a tape recorder and a notepad. This I did for her. That evening, the professor said something about our immune system, the nature of bacteria, and sugar that changed my eating habits. In Proverbs 25, verse 27, in the first part, it says, "It is not good to eat much honey." Honey was considered one of life's necessities. One must not, however, eat too much. These are two ways in which the sucrose molecule is modeled. The red cells are oxygen, the gray cells are carbon, and the small white cells are hydrogen. Notice the carbon ring, the basic three elements, and the CH2OH tails. These are called hydroxymethyl, but they are not a complete molecule by themselves. One more hydrogen atom in the middle, and it would become C3OH or methanol, the simplest alcohol, and far more toxic than ethanol, drinking alcohol. This is what I learned when I attended Jenny's microbiology class. Most gram-positive bacteria have cell walls composed of peptidoglycan, which is a polymer composed of sugars and amino acids. To the immune system, these bacteria look like and taste like M&Ms, metaphorically speaking. Gram-negative bacteria cells also have sugar, another form of sugar, lipopolysaccharide, on the surface of their cells. It is composed of 4 to 6 sugar molecules. Monosaccharides are a simple sugar molecule that cannot be hydrolyzed to simpler chemical compounds. Look closely. Do you see peptidoglycan again? There it is, in the secondary layer. Two layers of sugar, like a chocolate-coated M&M. I should note that while viruses have a protein cellular wall, they are not alive by themselves. They are parasites of other cells, including bacteria. The primary defense against bacteria and some viruses is the white blood cell that circulates in the blood vessels of the body. It is looking for the taste of sugar. That is the outer wall of most bacteria. Sugar, sucrose, and/or glucose blind the white blood cells to the taste of the bacteria. The more sugar that is ingested in your diet, the less effective is your immune system to find and kill the bacteria that are making you weak and sick. This chart illustrates the dramatic decline in the number of bacteria destroyed by white blood cells in a half-hour period when an average adult eats food containing sugar. One, just one piece of apple pie is enough sugar to reduce the effectiveness of the white blood cells in their battle with bacteria by greater than 25% for more than a day. But who can eat just one? 2 pieces of apple pie is sufficient to reduce the effectiveness of the white blood cells more than 60%. Are some of your favorite foods in this list? This is just a short list to illustrate how sugar sneaks into our diet. In addition to honey, I imagine that you can name several pure forms of sugar that are currently present in your pantry or refrigerator. Granulated sugar, confectioner's sugar or powdered sugar, maple syrup, buttered syrup, brown sugar, and others too numerous to continue. It is my personal contention that we do not get sick in the winter from the cold, which is why they are called colds, nor the dry air indoors, nor from the congregation of many people, such as in holiday parties, nor from even overeating, except for the high levels of sugar that are consumed. Halloween with mostly sugary treats. Thanksgiving with pies including pumpkin, apple, and other treats. Christmas with again sugary desserts. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And let's not forget the college football bowls. The professional football playoffs. And finally, the Super Bowl. And even then it's not over. For some, there is still the Valentine's Day and the heart-shaped box of chocolates and a chocolate bunny. From the Councils on Diet and Foods, the free use of sugar in any form tends to clog the system and is not unfrequently a cause of disease. The sugar addiction cycle is insidious in its persistence. It is especially strong if you start the day with the first dose of sugar. You eat sugar, you like it, you crave it. It has addictive properties. Blood sugar levels spike. Dopamine is released in the brain. This equals addiction. Mass insulin is secreted to drop blood sugar levels. Blood sugar levels fall rapidly. High insulin levels cause immediate fat storage. The body craves the lost sugar high. Hunger and cravings. Low blood sugar levels cause increased appetite and cravings. And the cycle is repeated. My recommendation? Replace the processed sugar with fruit. Apples, oranges, grapes, bananas, peaches, strawberries, etc. Easy to digest with none of the sugar high and lows. Thank you.